say a pants coat.
Mm-hmm. You don't see many of those pants.
Oh, they don't have them no more. Otherwise, wrapping all this underpass, the Indians. I've picked up arrows as kids and on plants. And in the yard where my father built his fifth home, he is my uncle, and more my father, started this town. They owned it, and all the land around. Now the land where I am now is my mother's side. Section there. This is the 15th section. Across the railroad up there is the 16th section.
The old public school section.
That's right. And,
was one of those schools ever built? One of those public schools?
The first public school at high school in Pickens County was an agricultural school. A lot of them, I was a kid. Kids come around all around in Pickens County. This James Clifford. It's a retired farm aide.
Right after
he went to school in Florida 1 year.
I taught with him last summer in the courthouse.
And James Clifford, one of the finest fellows and one of the best in my book. I missed his article in Tuscaloosa News. And he and I were in class together. He went to school there 1 year. But you talking about how long ago this fellow from Fayette, Newtonville, Moore's Bridge.
His parents were from Newtonville and Moore's
Bridge. I bet I know him. I know his brother. He'd have another brother. Uh-huh. And his name was Robert, you see.
Robinson.
But, children. And I know this girl, Marie. Now, me and her, she was sort of halfway sweethearts when we were growing up. She was a beautiful girl. Wendell and Wynn. Brother, the kids came in below Kennedy up in the Gordo School. The Gordo High School had the first, real proud of it, chemistry building. All $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000. The money was money. And I tell you, we had a chemistry teacher that, Ted Sneed, Boaz, he was a brilliant. I'm always kidding my wife with her knowledge. She's weak at chemistry. You got that, hey?
Something about your mother's education.
Well, my mother could write her name and write a nice hand.
Okay.
And my father graduated from Vanderbilt University in medicine in 1800. And let me see, 1892.
Okay. So your father then was a general practitioner?
Yes, that's right, for 56 years. He was a man you would enjoy knowing.
And that was here in Pickens County?
Right here in Florida.
Okay, and your mother, was she housewife, or did she do other work, too?
Housewife. She was a real mother, too. Her first name was Rona, R-O-N-A, Rona.
Okay, we talked some about your...
Well, let me finish tell you something by talking about my father.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I can go back to Wales. My great-grandfather was sent to this country a fine for non-payment of debts. Mm. One thing about the Davis and Alvin, I've never known one of them to ever have a mortgage foreclosed.
No.
It took him 8.5 years to pay for his debts